Hi, you're listening to Luna Gypsy Podcast. This episode is on anxiety. Hi, my name is Jen, and this is my podcast. It's based on my blog, Luna Gypsy Wellness, which has become a passion project of mine. It's about holistic health and wellness and different behavioral wellnesses, like things that we don't realize that are probably bad habits or things that bother us, dealing with things like stress and anxiety, depression, and just natural ways to help cope with it and be more aware of it. So this episode is on three different types of anxiety. It's on generalized anxiety disorder, which is more obsessive thoughts and overanalyzing everything, like your mind never shuts off, which a lot of us, I guess, can relate to. This is the most common type of anxiety. And then there's social anxiety, which, of course, is social phobias, social situations. Some people are agoraphobes, which is someone who has the fear of leaving their own house or environment. And this can create, you know, issues with people in their everyday lives and interacting with others. And the last one is something that I was actually diagnosed with last year, which is panic disorder. And panic disorder can be very debilitating. It really can alter your life, and it's a struggle sometimes every day to deal with these feelings, because some days you go by and you feel fine, and then some days you'll have a panic attack. And panic attacks, you know, people think they last, you know, 30 seconds to 5 minutes at the longest, but I've had panic attacks or felt that way, and it makes you feel physically ill for over an hour. I've felt that way. It's pretty terrible. And it drains you. I actually went and got tested for all different health issues, thyroid condition, hormone imbalance, Lyme disease, all kinds of other things. And it turns out it was my panic disorder that was really the root of my problems. And a lot of it can be situational. So your anxiety can be stemmed from a situation at the time. Like I'm a college student right now, I'm full time, and it's very stressful. And I'm an adult student, so I'm in my 30s. So I feel like I put more pressure on myself to succeed than a young person that might change their mind about their career. Like, this is my second go at everything. So I feel like that is another reason why I put so much stress on myself and make myself a little crazy about it. But there's also a lot of tasks that need to be done. And for people with anxiety, you know, having a list of tasks to do and limited time to do it, and if you work on top of this like I do, it can be overwhelming. And I wanted to talk about different ways that to kind of get your mindset to change and help. And one of the things that helped me was to meditate. That was one of the biggest things that started to move in the right direction. There's this great app called the Calm app. It's by the host of it is by Tamara Lovett, and she has a very soothing voice. There's all different series. They even have sleep stories. They have all kinds of things. They have relaxing music. So if you do pay for a subscription, I think it's definitely worth it. And it's great for beginners. They have meditations that last an hour. They have ones that are for 3 minutes. So you can squeeze this in any time of day. I think meditation was definitely something that I had to kind of force myself to do, but it's very helpful. It's been very helpful. Also, just exercising, even if it's just light exercise like a walk or yoga. If you're into going to the gym, if you don't have that social anxiety, you can go to the gym. It's a great confidence booster. It releases endorphins and, you know, the neurotransmitters and, you know, get your serotonin back up. It's a good thing to do. So exercise is another thing I always recommend for people. And also, I just wanted to talk about different things that people have told me that have really helped me. And I'm going to finish with this. One of the things for generalized anxiety, I think this is definitely one that we're all at fault for, that we believe what we're thinking is true, even when nothing has happened yet. So one of the best pieces of advice I gotten was, not all thoughts are true. And that was significant. I actually heard that on the Calm app. So very helpful app, guys. And one of the other things that someone told me was, especially with panic disorder, this is a big thing. If you have panic attacks, this is a big one for you. This feeling is temporary and it doesn't last forever. It's going to pass, even if it takes an hour, which is a horrible hour of your life. Believe me, I've been there. I feel for you guys if you've been there as well. But it definitely gets better. You learn to cope with it a little bit more, but definitely don't hide from this forever. Don't let it win, you know. That's my last piece of advice. I'd rather be having panic attacks and having anxiety and stressing myself out and achieving stuff and still moving forward with my life. Because if you let anxiety win, anxiety will just make you stop everything you're doing and hide, you know, go under your covers or stay indoors and don't do anything. And at one point, it was so bad that I dropped out of school for a semester and I couldn't even go to the grocery store without feeling that panic. And that was a horrible thing for me to feel that way, because I'd never experienced this bad before. And I think I did have anxiety all along for many years, but it never hit me like this until last year. And I really think that a lot of people, it is situational. And sometimes we just get these moments in our lives when, you know, we put a lot of stress on ourselves. And so just, you know, push through that, guys, and really, you know, just be grateful. Sometimes it helps to write things down and journal. And one of the things that I taught myself was to write things down that you're grateful for. That's a big step, is to think of the things that you're grateful for. You know, we're always going to have bad things happen. And there's going to be difficulties in our life. I'm going through a difficult time in my life right now. And I'm handling it way better than I would have last year. And I'm giving myself, you know, a hug, just saying, you know, you're doing really well. You know, encourage yourself. You know, make yourself feel good that you've come this far, and that, you know, the worst can be over if you want it to be over. So that's one of my best pieces of advice for you guys. And I want to continue on my next episode about anxiety. So I want to do a second part where I talk more about different other methods that I found. And if you guys are interested, please listen in. Thank you so much if you are listening to this right now. And I'll see you next time.